Talk to you on a couple of things. First, the school board bill, 10 years in the making. I guess it predates your arrival in the Senate. Your thoughts on this?
It's a great day for Baltimore County. I've said for many, I've put this bill in since I was in the House of Delegates, and it's, to finally be able to tell the citizens of Baltimore County that they can have true democracy in their school board is a great day. It should have happened 10 years ago, but it's a time that has long been coming.
Just a technical thing, I guess the Senate bill has to go back to the House for its approval because you added a sponsor, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't think that's an issue.
Oh, okay. All right. But I guess the Senate has to approve the House version, the House has to approve the Senate version.
Yeah, it looks great right now. And we had unanimous support in both the House delegation and the Senate delegation. And the chairman of EHEA was great. And we really, we're one of only 4% of the country that doesn't have any democracy in the selection of their school board. So a lot of people have been working very hard on this issue for a long time.
The nominating commission really made a difference here, right, for the appointed?
Apparently, yeah. I mean, the idea would be to have kind of a better process for the appointments. For me, the most important part of the bill is to ensure that we have democratic elections for some number of the school board.